This is Progress to Go's Nicole Murphy for Mic Check Radio. In one of the most anticipated college basketball games of the season, longtime rivals Duke and Georgetown are set to go head-to-head this Saturday at DC's Verizon Center. But this isn't your ordinary basketball matchup. During the game, the Darfur Dream Team Sister Schools program will announce a partnership with Georgetown and Duke students to support schools in Darfur refugee camps. Today, Progress to Go welcomes Stella Kenyi, the Sister Schools Program Coordinator for the Enough Project here at the Center for American Progress. Thanks for being here, Stella.
Thank you for having me, Nicole.
Before we talk more about the partnership at the basketball game this weekend, let's listen to a clip of a video produced by the Enough Project that will be shown on the Jumbotron at halftime at Saturday's game.
Georgetown and Duke, rivals on the court. Off the court, teammates. On the Darfur Dream Team.
Darfur refugee kids urgently need an education. It's remarkable to me that Georgetown and Duke are coming together to provide for their future.
Students across the country have done so much important work for Darfur, and Georgetown University is where it all began.
I think that is going to be a powerful video for people at the game to see. So how many people do you think are going to be there, and are there going to be any prominent names that are there to support the cause?
Yeah, I mean, we're really excited because 20,000 Duke and Georgetown fans will be able to watch the video on the Jumbotron. The game is completely sold out. Some of the big names that will be there will be NBA star and Darfur Dream Team co-founder Tracy McGrady. We'll also have John Prendergast from the Enough Project.
So a lot of people are going to be at the game tomorrow, and it's going to be a good one because, let me tell you, the rivalry between these two schools runs really deep. And I'm pretty sure you can agree with me on that, Stella. So can you explain to listeners how these two teams first collaborated on these efforts and, you know, how will they each play a role in supporting schools in Darfur?
Absolutely. Now, since our program is connecting schools in the U.S. and with the schools in the refugee camp, we decided to reach out to both schools and say, hey, here's a wonderful opportunity. Although you're very bitter rivals on the court, come on in and work with us and work on a common cause. And they agreed to come together and are raising funds for two schools in the camps. The schools are not only raising money, but they'll be able to connect directly to the students in the Darfur refugee camp through video blogging and letter exchanges.
So earlier we discussed a little bit about the Sister Schools program. So what are some of the core objectives of this program?
Well, we have two objectives. The first one is to provide a quality education to over 150,000 Darfuri refugee children in Eastern Chad. In order to do so, we're raising funds from, you know, the general public, U.S. schools, NBA players. They're all coming together to raise the funds for the schools in the camps. And we're also trying to do so in our first year for two Darfur refugee camps, and there are 12 schools in the two camps. The second objective of our approach is really to connect the students physically and virtually through the internet, and that's through letter exchanges physically and virtually through video blogging.
You know, I think certain methods like video blogging are a big deal when it comes to connecting to youth, but another thing that youth also connect with are famous athletes and other prominent people in the media. And earlier we discussed some of the famous and more prominent people that are going to be at the game on Saturday, but what are other groups or famous athletes that are getting involved with this campaign outside of the basketball game? I know earlier we talked about the Dream Team and how certain athletes are getting involved with that.
The concept is of a dream team, so Tracy brought together organizations and NBA players that are interested in making Darfur a priority, and they've come together, and this is why we call it the Dream Team. And so the NBA players that are supporting the program are Baron Davis of the Los Angeles Clippers, Luol Deng of the Chicago Bulls, and Derek Fisher of the LA Lakers. We also have some prominent organizations that are working together with us. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, is the main partner in the refugee camps. They're the ones that are actually delivering the aid. We also have USA for UNHCR as a partner, which is the U.S. nonprofit that supports the UN Refugee Agency, Facing History of and Ourselves, the Enough Project, where I'm housed and work on a day-to-day basis, as well as Education Partnership for Children of Conflict, which is Angelina Jolie's organization.
Wow, so there are a lot of great organizations that are going to be at the game on Saturday, but for those of us who can't make it out, what are other ways that people across America can get involved with this campaign?
For us, there are multiple ways that you can get involved. You can go onto our website, duffordreamteam.org, and sign up your school right away. We also trying to raise the money for the camps, as I mentioned, and you can make a contribution right then and there on the website. We can take a contribution as low as $5. So any amount is welcome, and we really appreciate it.
So there are a lot of ways that Americans can get involved with this campaign. And, you know, by doing that, no matter who wins, who loses, no matter who you're pulling for at tomorrow's game, the real winner at the end are going to be the children of Darfur who are going to be helped by this campaign. So again, this was Stella Kinyi from the Enough Project here at the Center for American Progress. She is the Sister Schools Program Coordinator at the Enough Project. Now be sure to check out the Duke-Georgetown game tomorrow. And if you're too busy, at least tune into halftime, hopefully to see the wonderful things that the Enough Project and Dream Team Sister Schools Program are doing. And for more information on this, be sure to check out enoughproject.org. And for more podcasts from Progress to Go, which is a product of Mike Check Radio and the Center for American Progress Action Fund, come check us out at mikecheckradio.org.